Here we go again, another interview. We've got them all lined up one after another because we are the one, the only radio entrepreneurs. And we've been doing a great job. And this is a returning guest. I guess he decided to come back regardless of how badly we did on our side of the table. Phil Sharkey, president of The Higher Authority. What are we talking about today, Phil? You brought a whole slew of content.
I brought stats today, Jeff, so okay. I appreciate coming back. Thank you so much for having me. And again, we do pre-employment screenings. We do background checks for companies, small, medium, and large, before they hire people. And I get a lot of pushback sometimes. You're big brother. You're spying on people. We're not. I am very jaded based on what I see, which is 30% turnout fraudulent. But Jeff, forget me.
Jaded from what I see as a management consultant who interviews people at clients. Everybody's lying.
I don't get it. I don't get the opportunity. There was a time in our country where a handshake was good enough, but it's like me meeting you today and say, "Hi, Jeff, I'm Phil Sharkey, and I'm lying to you. So bring me in, lock the door, let me go. You know, leave me with Nathan when he leaves and I have the place to myself." It's a necessary evil. And myself, my opinion aside, I just want to bring some stats to you from Career Builder Survey, and I don't want to get stat crazy, but I love stats.
Stats. Let's go.
All right, let me fire off just a quick.
It's David Letterman. Let's give me the 10 big stats.
75% of employers say they have hired the wrong person for a position. All right, for the companies I see, small, medium, and large, small companies, I have a guy, been in business 23 years, tile company in Boston, hires one person a year. Look at this stat. One bad hire cost an employer $17,000 on the average. A background
check. That's number nine.
That's number nine
You're
on the
way
list.
Ahead of me.
A background check costs between, it could be as low as $35. Our largest cost is $275. Save you $17,000 on a bad hire.
Number seven.
73% of employers say that a candidate lied about his or her qualification. 73%. We see 30% of our backgrounds. 37 of the Career Builder survey say people lied. 46% of employers
said
they knew.
When I went to college, 100% of all men lied to girls when they were trying to date.
This is true.
So we've improved that statistic by 63%.
Exactly. So we are trending in the right direction, but not far enough for my clients.
And what about number six?
We got 46% of employers say they knew someone that falsified their resume. So,
I would think it's higher than that. I read resumes every week. Oh, my God.
Yes.
These professional resume writers, they fudge like nobody.
It's true. And you know what? This is what I live on. This is my career for 23 years as my own company. But if Nathan goes to school, works hard, gets his degree, why on earth should it be okay for someone else to say, you know what, I flunked out as a sophomore, but heck, I'm going to doctor it, and I got a great computer at home, and I'm going to show you my Stonehill degree because I'm going to print one out.
You said you weren't going to tell people what I was doing.
I just had to use an example, just one example for
number
sure.
Number 5.
I got more stats for you. Want more? I got more. I got 45% of employers say that immediately after hiring, attendance problems occurred. Not after the probationary period of 90 days, immediately.
We're not talking about you, Alex, and you know which Alex we're talking about.
Immediately. Show up for work. Is there anything wrong with that? Immediately it happened, right?
You know what? I've had it so many times at clients. They hire the star, and then they don't show up.
This is true. I understand.
You know how many times I've heard the cat ate my homework?
But, you know, some people can get away with it, and they're in a position like yourself, way up here.
Right.
Some people let it slide, but I don't think it's the way to go.
Phil Sharkey, number four.
Number four, I got 52% of employers say that after hiring, they found the employee had a negative attitude.
Right.
Everybody's nice. We're nice today, aren't we?
You stink, Phil.
We're nice today. We got our P's and Q's on. I want to make a good impression. Wait till you hire me. And then the real meal.
And that's partially the employer's fault. You know why? Because I think employers, especially in this state right now, they try to put their best foot forward because they can't find good staff, so they give a false impression.
Boy, you just nailed something I said. You know, the pendulum has swung where it used to be, I have to impress you to get the job. Now it seems like more companies are bending over backward to impress. Please come work for us.
And then employees get a job, and they say to me all the time, this is not what they told me the job was going to be.
Right.
I think you should be, you know, you should save the honeymoon for the job and be harder in the interview.
You know what? I got a seat for you in the office because right away I tell people all the time that, you know what, background check is simply information, what allows the companies to make the best decision they can. If you want to just go and wing it and hope it turns out okay, that's one way to go. It just doesn't work, though, does it?
And Phil Sharkey, number three?
Number three I got for you, 58% of employees say that after hiring someone, they found the employee did not produce quality work. 58%.
I think the statistic's higher than that.
I would agree.
Yeah,
I would agree. Career builder. I think
these are people who don't want to admit the truth.
Exactly. Exactly. HR people who don't want to say these numbers.
I hired the wrong person.
Exactly.
Right, because I have to justify my existence.
Exactly. We have a lot of temp agencies.
Sorry, HR people.
Yeah, exactly. They're my bread and butter. I love the HR people, but a lot of people, placement, recruiting people. Yeah, they tend to bump those.
Oh my God, recruiters.
Yes.
Oh my God, they're returning the same old thing all the time. Well,
you know, it's interesting, Jeff, in my industry, recruiters used to say, stand down, we got this, we got it covered. But I was always like, as third party, don't you want me to come on board? You build a relationship, you already like that person, you want to place them, you make money for placing
them.
Here's
the standard line. Oh, I have the best person for you. Oh, you didn't like them? I have someone better.
Exactly. And you know what? And for me, I don't care. I don't care. I don't know them. It doesn't matter whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. I just want to find the facts.
Phil Sharkey has no loyalty.
Number two, how about 52% of employers say that after hiring someone, they found the employee had a negative attitude.
Well, we did that again.
We did to replace that one.
Number two is number four.
I got this one. Okay. 49%.
That must have been the bad employee you hired, Phil, who put that on your list.
Someone's going to hear about that when I get back. And finally, 49% of employers say that after hiring someone, they found the employee skills did not match their claims.
No, you got to be like Chris. When I hired Chris, he said, I have no skills.
See?
So he set the bar so low.
No fraudulent.
That no matter what he did, I thought, oh, this is okay.
Nothing fraudulent. Nothing fraudulent at all.
Actually, Nathan did the same thing.
I can't believe that. Not at all. What I want to really talk about quickly, though, is employers, they have a right to screen. I get so many companies go like, how do I do it? I'm afraid. What's going
to
happen?
You have to screen.
You have to screen.
Have to screen.
You have to screen. I don't care if you just meet me and call references.
Have to.
That screen. You have to because of these numbers.
Take it from a management consultant that's worked with hundreds of companies. You have to screen.
I prefer use our company, but if not, use a company. Do something. Protect yourself.
I would tell you, because I've been on a board of a condominium association, you should screen board members.
We do.
For condominiums.
We do get quite a few board members. We do a lot of tenancy screening for landlords as well.
Oh, that for sure.
Because that's a nightmare when you get a bad person.
Not my daughter.
Yeah.
She was perfect.
No, I'm sure. And again, I'm not Big Brother. I'm not spying around on people going through trash any longer as a private investigator. I'm doing everything above board.
There wasn't you I saw in the bushes this morning?
20 years ago, it might have been. Not any longer. But I have a lot of clients who are fearful of lawsuits and everything. Everything you have to do is through the FCRA. We're accredited. We're through the Professional Association of Background Screeners. That should be a check mark for any screening company. And there's nothing to be afraid of. Employers still have rights. I know we're in a individual world, a litigious society, and individuals have all the rights. But people working in the public trust, employers still do have rights. The four of us in our room, if we hired a new employee here, we still have rights, too, to make sure that they're a safe person, just simply that who they are is who they are. And they're not looking at you, and they're not falsifying.
Well, everyone should do this. Screening is critical in today's world. God.
I absolutely
Screen. They didn't even screen properly for running for president.
That's
they always check them out after, you know.
That would be a
longer
segment.
We still haven't seen taxes.
It'll come eventually, but boy,
yeah, 20 years after the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
20 years after the fact, and I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for him, would vote for him, but 20 years after the fact, they're going to write books and they're going to go, whoa, we didn't know. And people are going to say, yes, we did.
Yes, we did. And it's that handshake. Again, there was a time in our country, I guess, where you could live by the handshake. You just can't anymore. And often, many times the employee will actually call us, the applicant, because it comes around that who are you, why are you calling, and when they find out they're going into a company that's taking the time to make sure they're also in a safe workplace, we really don't have a lot of problems. People seem to understand that.
Right. Well, you know, there's the one, the only Phil Sharkey. You should come back all the time.
I appreciate
it. You should be a regular on the show. But, you know, that's up to you, Phil.
I am ready for joining
the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. But if you don't join us, how would people find you?
You would find me around the web at www.hireauth.com, hireauth.com. The phone number is 508-230-5901, right in lovely Easton, Massachusetts. You can call us. I had one client once, Jeff, said, you know what I like best about you guys? Tedeschi Food Shops, great client. Wish they never sold their convenience store business. I said, you like me, what we do, our product? Goes, no, I like that someone answers the phone when I call. The phone hunts to each investigator. We have 7 employees. It beats the larger companies. It's easier. And it gets right to the point. People like that.
Well, that was the Sharkey Report. And hopefully we're going to have it back again. And this is Radio Entrepreneurs.